I'm so excited to dive into the Humane Bench today. It's introducing a completely new evaluation framework for AI chatbots that shifts our focus away from traditional performance metrics, like instruction following and problem solving, and places it squarely on human psychological safety and well-being.
That's a really important shift. Traditional benchmarks have frequently overlooked the emotional impact of AI interactions for far too long, creating a critical gap in how we assess these systems. This standard directly addresses that by measuring how technology actually supports human flourishing.
I love how it's structured around three core principles that really put people first.
Exactly. The first is well-being orientation, which ensures that AI systems actively foster supportive, positive, and mentally healthy experiences for users, rather than just pushing out raw data.
And then there's respect for user attention. This one is so relatable. It prioritizes interface and conversational designs that minimize distractions and protect our cognitive focus, instead of constantly fighting for our attention.
The third principle, psychological safety, is equally vital. It evaluates an AI's ability to avoid causing emotional harm, ensuring that every single interaction remains constructive, respectful, and secure.
I truly believe adopting the Humane Bench is going to be a game changer for chatbot development. It's going to push engineers toward building more empathetic, user-centered, and ethically responsible AI companions that we can actually trust.
Absolutely. By prioritizing mental health and emotional support alongside technical capabilities, this benchmark ensures that future AI tools won't just execute tasks efficiently, they'll actively enhance the quality of our daily interactions.
It's such a meaningful step forward. Integrating well-being into AI evaluation is exactly what we need to create technology that truly supports human flourishing and contributes positively to society. I'm really hopeful about where this takes us.